Now that night is growing longer, let's take a closer look at it. But not from the city, where the artificial sky glow is proportionate to population. From New York and LA, the sky is around 40 times brighter than the natural background. From suburbs, the situation often depends on local factors, such as nearness to a large mall. But in all cases, we compare light pollution with the purity of a natural sky. But what exactly is that? It isn't black, not even close. More light naturally radiates from the sky than from all the visible stars combined. Together, they offer enough light to let you see your way on the darkest country road, except where an overhanging canopy of trees blocks the heavens. This natural sky illumination has four components. The brightest source is air glow, a faint luminescence emanating from the upper atmosphere, a kind of permanent mini aurora. Caused by solar ultraviolet energy, its glow varies, but gets especially bright during times of sunspot maximum. The second source of background light comes from sunlight reflected from interplanetary dust particles. This is the famous zodiacal light, which can be brighter than the Milky Way. Third in our rogues gallery is the simple scattering of starlight as it passes through the atmosphere. By day, sunlight scatters among air molecules, with the shorter blue wavelengths 6 times more prone to this scattering effect than red, which is why we have a blue sky. By night, the same process would keep the sky blue if only our eyes had not switched to their colorblind rod cell vision, the one we use in low light situations. Still, you can dimly perceive a blue night sky within 2 days of each full moon. Finally, there's the Milky Way, which is brightest now in late fall. From truly dark sites, the Milky Way so dominates the sky that many primitive cultures considered it the center of all existence. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.